On the line, I have Zenka Thunder, and she's one of the organising team for the Zero Waste Festival. Good afternoon to you, Zenka.
Good afternoon to you.
Okay, before we talk about the Zero Waste Festival, just tell us a little bit about the Sustainability Network in TCD. When was it started?
I'm not a part of it. I'm not a trendy student, but we have Michelle Hallahan, who is the director with us as well in the organization committee, and she's really the driving force behind everything that the network does. So basically, it's a student body that they promote sustainability and all the, let's say, green initiatives throughout in university. You know, it's because young people and especially students are aware of all the problems we have in relation to environment and waste and everything like that. So they are really passionate about it and they really want to do something. So the Sustainability Network is the body that drives the change.
Okay. So, I suppose,
you know,
like,
if anybody has anything. Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Sorry, yeah, I was going to say from its initial start, I suppose now even more than ever, people are more interested and getting more involved as time has gone on.
Yes, that's very true. Yeah, it grew not only the network, but also, you know, all the kind of Facebook groups and all the community hubs and community groups. They actually grew over the last couple of years immensely. I remember that when I was starting with this, let's say the Waste Festival or the Waste Ireland group had maybe like 300 members, and now it's over 14,000.
Wow.
So it's kind of the trend, you know. So this eventually also grew. The Trinity Sustainability Network grew over the years, and it's more present in the sustainability area now.
Okay, so it's starting. It's on the 25th and 26th, and it is running for 2 days. It's a family affair, really. I mean, it's for people of all ages, isn't it, Zenka?
Absolutely. We teamed up with the Science Gallery and the Trinity College because this plastic exhibition is really great. It runs since last October and it's there until February. And it's a beautiful exhibition for anybody to see, you know, what plastic is. And, you know, the tagline is, we can't live with it, we can't live without it, which is true. Because plastic, I suppose, can be fantastic and it's a beautiful resource. But what is broken and what is wrong is our relationship with plastic. So this exhibition shows both sides, you know, it shows the good and the bad. So it's really for everybody, you know, it doesn't matter if you're 10 or 90, you can definitely come along and learn something.
Yeah, I suppose it differentiates and shows people, like we all, as you say, it's a sort of love-hate relationship we have with plastic. But it differentiates what's really good and what's bad and what ways we can recycle some of it.
Yes. We can recycle some of it. You know, there are initiatives like, for example, precious plastic, which started in the in Netherlands, but it's actually like a global initiative, volunteer-based and, you know, green grassroots initiative. But recycling isn't the answer, really, to be honest. The answer is really to start thinking how we think about plastic and how we use plastic, and just to think that something that can actually last centuries in the nature, we only use for maybe 5 minutes, and I'm talking obviously about the single-use plastics, so that needs to be changed. And that's one of our main aims, to kind of tell people and show people that it is possible and how it is possible and what can they do in their daily lives to do that, for example.
Okay, well, as I said, it's going to be a family fair, and it's on the 25th and the 26th, and people of this month, and people can go along. It's open 12 to 6. But you're also looking for volunteers, Zenka.
We are, yes. We expect a good crowd to that, so we always look for volunteers to help us to run the day. So the festival is actually it's made from several parts, so we will have talks, we will have workshops, we will have info stands and vendors in our market, but we will also have a very popular swap shop, which is clothes swap shop. So the idea is that you bring some pieces of clothing that you don't like, and you just swap them one by one for something new. And obviously we need volunteers to kind of run this, because that tends to be very popular. So, you know, if someone has an hour or two free, they just need to pop us an email, or, you know, contact us via Facebook or Instagram, and just come up to the day.
And you're going to show, of course, as well, some economic ways when you're sort of recycling, how it's going to be economically viable for people as well.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, the zero waste, you know, like often people say, oh, it's expensive, and let's say if you want to buy something, good, it's more expensive. But that's not necessarily true. We in zero waste, let's say the core people who are like, you know, the hardcore zero wasters, we really think that... first of all, you need to use what you have, and that's the most economical way to think. That, you know, you don't need hundreds of euros of a zero waste kit. You know, you don't need to buy a new lunchbox, a new bottle, you know, water bottle and stuff. So just look around in your household, and you probably have 90% of all the things you need already. Just use what you have, and yes, it might be plastic, but that doesn't mean that it's less valuable. It's, you know, the most sustainable thing is the one that you already own. So it doesn't matter that you put your lunch into an old Tupperware box or old Chinese container, and not a new shiny stainless steel container. Mm-hmm. It's all about use what you have until it's no more usable. And then, you know, after it's no more usable, you can recycle that. So,
and you have a website, Zenka?
We do. Yeah, we have a beautiful website, zerowastefestival.ie. We just update it regularly, and everybody can find all the details, not only about the festival, the upcoming festival, but in general about zero waste as well.
And if you want to apply as a volunteer, you can get all the details on the website as well.
Finally,
it says you're super excited about the Zero Waste Festival of 2020. This is the first one. How many festivals will you have in the course of a year?
Usually we have about four. Let's say we have, we call them big full festivals, four times a year. I think the next one we are already planning maybe in about May. But during the time of the year, you know, during the run of the year, we also have so-called pop-up events, which wouldn't be a full-day festival. It would be smaller events that might be only for, let's say, an afternoon or an evening. And these are kind of to bring more people together. They would be like a smaller scale. So it might be maybe just one part of the festival. So, you know, it might be just one workshop or two workshops or just a talk or just a swap shop. But these happen between the quarterly festivals. So I suggest everybody to keep an eye on our website or on our Facebook and Instagram to keep up to date with all the events. They, you know, we are all volunteers, so we kind of run it on in our free time, but we are very passionate, we are very excited, and we run these on a pretty regular basis.
Okay, so it's quite informative as well as being quite a social event as well, so it's great.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, the 25th.
Yeah, because, you know, all about it, yeah.
Yeah, 25th, 26th of January, and it's on from 6 until 12. And I didn't ask you the location. Is it on site at Trinity College?
It's in the Science Gallery on Pierce Street.
Okay. Thank you very much, Zenka. It's been a great pleasure talking to you. Congratulations on all the work being done by Zero Waste and the festival that you have. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Have a good day. Bye-bye. And that's Zenka Thunder. And it sounds like it's terrific. It's informative as well as being... as well as being a social event, the 25th to 26th of January from 12 until 6 in the Science Gallery there. And great. It's great to see something like that. And you can look up their website, zerowastefestival.ie. Okay, and that's the Sustainability Network, really. I should have congratulated there in TCD.